quick look at the papers today. The Australian has emails leaked from a dam. It carries internal emails from an engineer at Wivenhoe Dam, which the paper says underline concerns that the Brisbane River flood was mostly caused by the dam operators failing to release larger volumes of water soon. That debate, no doubt, going to continue. The Daily Telegraph speaks of uncommon valour on its front page today, promoting what it calls the true story of our latest VC hero. A West Australian SAS soldier has been awarded the VC. He's known as only as Ben, but he took out three Taliban machine gun positions single-handedly in what his colleagues have described as the most extreme example of conspicuous gallantry since VC Albert Jacka at Gallipoli in 1915. And the Mercury today heralds the greatest show in town. The opening of the Museum of Old and New Art will occur today in Hobart. The museum is the brainchild of gambling multimillionaire David Walsh, and it contains his $100 million art collection.